You're listening to Event CEO, a podcast for executives who are looking to maximize their event ROI through business strategy, technology, and innovation.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Event CEO podcast. I'm your host, Rebecca Linder, founder and CEO of Linder Global Events, and with me is Drew Nanis. Welcome.
Thank you.
We're so pleased to have you on the show today. Drew is Chief Marketing Officer for Partnership for Healthy America. If you missed last episode's interview with Drew, we highly recommend you go back and download it. Really valuable stuff there for both the CEO and the C-level suite, as well as for the event executives. But today, we're doing a short question round consisting of three questions I ask all our guests. Are you ready, Drew?
I doubt it, but let's go.
We're going for it. What do you see to be the biggest business advantage to doing or attending events?
Well, I think to attending events is the networking. I'm there to meet the other people who are there in my space who I don't know already. So certainly that's there. To doing the event is not only creating brand love for who we are and what we do.
I love that.
But
brand
also
love.
For creating an environment where we can own all channels and all conversation moving forward. So it's a huge opportunity to get your message across.
Okay, brand love. That's a new one. I love it. What's the best use of technology?
It's not mine.
I haven't heard it before.
I cannot claim credit.
I'm gonna give him credit. What's the best use of technology that you've utilized at an event or seen at another event?
I think the first thing to realize is not to use technology just for technology's sake. I think there's a lot of very cool toys out there that not everybody needs. We don't use a ton. We've got the standard sort of social media engagement pieces going on. Our expo is relatively small, intentionally so we don't need a lot of tracking going on. But I have seen some really interesting pieces, especially on those large expo floors, 400 or 500 booth kind of setups, where they can track your movements through the floor and then use that information. I would imagine the same way a casino uses information on flow to determine where next year the most premium positions are for certain things, where people are pausing, where they're falling off, where they're leaving. So that sort of tracking of human movement within a large space, I don't have use for it in my current events.
Geeking out,
but
about
I do
it,
geek
though.
Out over it a little bit. Yeah,
I'm absolutely. With you. I love it too. What's the most innovative thing you've seen done either at your event or at an event you've attended?
I got to say, we had a push-up competition done led by Wayne Brady. On our stage during our gala.
I was there.
You were there.
It was
you
awesome.
Were doing push-ups.
I was
backstage, so you can just believe me when I say I was doing push-ups. But that level of organic engagement, like you can't plan for it. All of those moments are sort of beautiful when they happen, but completely you can't script them. But the first lady had just spoken and talked about, you should do this, you could do this, you could just do 5 push-ups, and this will, this is all to the benefit. And then crowd went crazy and she left, and Wayne was unfortunately had to take the stage after the first lady, which nobody ever wants to do, and said, "I'm ready to do 5 push-ups right now. Who's with me?" Got down, and literally the entire audience ran the stage, did them there. Some people did them in the aisles. People were jumping over barriers. The first lady had left, so the Secret Service didn't care they were jumping the barriers, but the barriers were still there. People were helping other people over the barriers to do push-ups on stage. And frankly, it's kind of become a thing for us now. Everybody's like, "Well, when are we doing the push-ups?" So taking advantage of those sort of organic things, we don't want it to become cliche, right? There's a line there somewhere.
Right.
I don't know where it is, and unfortunately, I don't think you know where it is until you cross it. But there's definitely that was definitely one of the more fun moments that we've had, and certainly more innovative. It was a closed press event. But we had our in-house photographer take some photos, and we shipped them off to the Washington Post, who ran them the next day and talked about the epic push-up competition that occurred at the PHA gala the night before. So,
did the first lady realize that she started this
trend? Only after.
Post?
She leaves and she's gone, right? Like, she's just out, and they move her pretty quickly and efficiently. But we told folks later, we're like, you missed the best part of
Has
the
she
speech.
Participated since? Come on!
There were no push-ups. There were no push-ups this year. There were no push-ups. But we've got our gala in November, so
okay.
We'll see.
So maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Drew, thanks
Don't
so much
out.
For being our guest
on
the show and providing your great insights. It's great to have you.
Thankful.
There's so much more to cover, and we will continue to draw on Drew's expertise as time goes by. But for now, if you didn't see Drew's interview, the original interview, go ahead back and listen to it. It's great stuff. If you have any additional questions for Drew and I, as always, just reach out to us at eventceo@linderglobal.com. You can tell your friends, tell your CEOs about us, subscribe to our channels, and make sure you follow us on social media. Thanks for listening, and until next time, make your days great. Thanks so much.
You can follow Event CEO on Twitter and Instagram at @event_CEO and on Facebook at Event CEO Podcast. Show notes for this episode can be found at www.linderglobal.com/podcast.